This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hadith in Bukhari and in Muslim, and this narration is in Muslim. The narrator, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent us in a Sariya, an expedition. And the difference between Sariya and Ghazwa, the Ghazwa Rasulullah ﷺ participated in, and the Sariya he did not. So Rasulullah ﷺ sent us to intercept a caravan from Quraysh. Quraysh have a big caravan with a lot of food on it, and they want to intercept it, not because they are highway robbers, because what Quraysh have done to the Muslims, so they want to get something back in return because they took all their wealth, and we all know what happened when the Muhajireen left Mecca. So the narrator said, we went and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave us jarabun min tamr, yani a small bag of dates. 300 mujahideen going fi sabilillah, and all Rasulullah ﷺ found was a bag of dates. So the narrator, the one who's hearing the hadith, told him, how did you manage? He said, our leader was Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. And we all know Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is the beloved to Rasulullah ﷺ, one of the greatest Sahaba. He used to give us, listen carefully, ya akhwan. He used to give us a date a day, one date per day. So he said, what did you do with it? So he said, we used to put it in our mouth, وَكُنَّا نَمُصُّهَا كَمَا يَمُصُّ الصَّبِيِّ, and we used to suckle on it, just like a baby suckling from his mother. And we used to add a lot of water in order to last for the whole day. One date for a mujahid fi sabilillah. Sometimes if one of those dates drop from us, we don't even pick it up. Then we moved and we got really hungry. So we started hitting the trees with our sticks and the leaves fall, and we used to drench them with water in order to satisfy our hunger. After that, we got to the coast of the sea. And from far, we saw like a small mountain. When we get close, it turned out to be a huge whale. And by the way, when I saw the description of this whale, I don't think anyone in our time right now have ever seen such a creation. Listen to the description, and it's in Bukhari and Muslim, so it's 100% authentic. When we get there, when we got to the whale, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, the leader, said, okay, go ahead and eat. فَكُنَّا ثَلَاثُمِئَةٌ, we were 300. We ate for a whole month, حَتَّى سَمِنَّا, until we become fat. 300 people eating from this whale. How big is this whale? كُنَّا نَأْتِي بِالْقِرَارِ, we used to get the pitchers and pitch from his eye cavity, pitchers of fat. And Abu Ubaidah asked 13 men, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 men. They sat in the cavity of his eye, of the whale's eye. They sat down, 13 men. 13 men is a small majlis, right? وَكُنَّا نَقْطَعْ مِنْهُ الْقِطْعَةِ كَقِطْعِ الثَّوْرِ, every part we cut from it is as big as a bull. How heavy is a bull? 200-300 kilos. Every part they cut from the whale. And then, just to, subhanAllah, to tell us also, to add to how huge that whale is, he said, Abu Ubaidah took one of the, the hasak, the bone that comes with the fish. He took one of the bones of this whale and stood it up and got the tallest man, sat him on the highest camel, and he walked under it. All this description in Sahih Muslim. By the way, he said this whale was called Al-Imbar. Al-Imbar. So we ate from it, and for the first 15 days in one narration, and the other 15 they dried the meat and was able to survive for a month. So when we came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we told them the story. And at the same time, they want to get a fatwa because they found a dead fish. Is it allowed to eat it? Look at the mufti, subhanallah, how beautiful his answer was. He said, هَذَا رِزْقٌ سَاقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ فَهَلْ مَعَكُمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا تُطْعِمُونَ سبحانك يا ربي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we were deprived in this dunya. May Allah make us see him in the akhirah. He said, this is a rizq that Allah brought to you as a gift. Do you have anything left over so we can eat from it? So he did not answer yes or no, halal or haram. By him saying, can we eat from it? What does that mean? And not only halal, somebody might say it is halal for them because it was darura, right? Because necessity. But Rasulullah in Medina did not have any darura, right? So, and he still asked from it. So he ate from it and he enjoyed it, and the hadith ended here. Two quick lessons. Number one, what the Sahaba went through to get us this deen. What did the Sahaba go through for us to be sitting in Plano, Texas in 2022? What did they go through? How much they suffered? Eating leaves, have you ever, no matter how many poor people you know, have you ever heard of a person so poor that he can eat one date per day? Wallahi, I mean, no matter how bad things are, we never heard of this before. Sitting at home and, in jihad, one date per day. Look what they went through in order to us to enjoy this deen, to be saved from the hellfire. And what do we go through, or what do we do to convey this message? Hardly anything. And from the first test, we give up. From the first test, we give up. Did they say, Ya Rasulullah, 300 people, you're giving us a bag of dates for jihad? No one said a word. And the second lesson, as we are going in life, Ya Akhwan, we will all be tested. And after that severe test of hunger, the faraj, the good news, the ease came with this whale. So whatever you're going through, soon the whale is coming. Whatever you're going through, sooner or later, after Isha, there is always Fajr. Be patient. And subhanallah, if you are sincere and doing things for the sake of Allah and you have that strong iman, the solution is coming, the relief is coming, 100%. Let's not fail these tests. Look what these real men went through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khair. Tomorrow Fajr 6:45. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.